Hey, family, my name is Derek, number 90.
Hey, Derek.
He said I got about 40 minutes. Man. All right, so we're going to get this party started. So to do that, I need everyone to stand up and hug somebody.
Come on, Tamar.
All right. Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah. All right. So I want to welcome everyone to CPR CNA 28. Let's do it. We're going to... This convention is going to be the bomb, y'all.
Yes, sir.
So let's enjoy it. Let's be grateful that we're all here. You know, we've made it safely. Everybody's doing well. And we're going to have a good time this weekend. All right. So my topic is anonymity and service work. My clean date is August 2nd, 1992. Since I've been here, even when I first got here, I've been on H&I. I've served at the group level, everything just about making coffee. I can't make coffee, y'all, so I never took that position. I ain't want y'all talking about me. And served at the area level. I'm back at the area level and the regional level. So, and it started out as trying to help somebody else. You know, I'm going in and help save some folks, especially when I got on H&I, right? They sent me in the halfway house in the jail, and them guys were like, oh, you weak? I'm like, man, I ain't trying to keep coming back over here, man. You folks hurt my feelings, you know? But they made me, you know, my sponsor at the time, man. They kept making me come back, so. And I ended up getting the help, and that's what service does. But I want to start off with anonymity, right? Anonymity, I hate to go to the literature. I know a lot of people don't like the literature, but I'm going to go ahead to the literature. And it says that a dictionary definition of anonymity is a state of bearing no name. Okay? And keeping with the 12th edition, the I becomes we. So having no name, especially for a guy like me, is real difficult. You know, where I strive all the time to let you all know who I am. You know, there's somebody need to know who they messing with. You know, I remember the last time, well, what I would like to hope be the last time I got arrested. And I was in there talking about, y'all don't know who I am, I work for the government. And they like, right, okay, roll your finger here. Turn over here, look into the camera. So they didn't care. The only folks that cared was the ones I was running with, you know, and my parents. But what anonymity does is provides a safe environment for us to recover. You know, it saves us from us, and it saves, you know, the program from the outside, right? Because I was at home, and you know, I look at the news a lot, and I was at home, and you know, they do the little marketing thing, right, to keep you tuned in. So they like, okay, when we come back, we're gonna tell you why there's a guy on top of the fire truck, butt naked, yelling obscenities. And I said, man, I don't need to wait for them to come back. I know what's going on there, right? PCP. You know, and sure enough, when they came back, he was high on PCP, right? And I'm like, how did you know that? Yeah, well, you know. So I can't go to work and tell folks I understand how he felt. You know, I've been as high as he was and even higher. You know, he'd be like, oh, really? Well, tell us more. You know, so I can't do that. So it's important that, you know, I come in here and they know me one way, but y'all know the real me. Y'all know me, because it's important. When I walk into a room, you can look at my face and say, okay, Derek, what's going on? You know, and that's important. And then the other part to anonymity talks about the humility. You have to be real humble in order to do things without recognition. Because we're in a society where recognition is about everything. You know, I'm on my job, I'm trying to get promoted. So I want y'all to know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get an award so I can get that bonus at the end of the year. You know, it's always about me, trying to do better. But in here, it's just the opposite. It's the we, you know, carrying the message to the addict, the seal suffers, and with the primary purpose. So they talk about principles before personalities. And if you want to learn something about that, get in service. Get in service, especially get on the convention committee. You know, but I've been on enough committees to know, man, riding home, man, that calling my sponsor, man, I'm not, it's okay. It's okay. Just go back next week. You know, just go back. Man, I've been so mad at y'all, right? Because I had the better answer. I got the better solution. I know the better way to do it. You know, this is what we need to do, and this is how we need to do it. And if we don't do it this way, it's not going to turn out right. Right? And y'all just like, Derek, keep coming back. Keep coming back, because we're going to take a group conscious. And if you're, and if this group conscious is not what you want, call your sponsor. You know, and that's what y'all keep telling me. And the funny thing about it, always turns out the best way and the way it's supposed to, right? I haven't been to a bad convention. And as many arguments as I had with you all about what we need to do, and y'all didn't do it my way, convention turned out real nice. You know, so one more time, you know, I have to yield to the principle of it's a we, you know, it's a we program, and it's a group conscious, right? Service, man, you know, I bought a new watch last weekend, and I thought that was real nice and real special, right? And I was really enjoying it while I was spending the money and you know, having it on. But honestly, y'all, this week, something that happened this week was one of the best things that has happened to me in a very, very long time, right? And what I assisted in doing, I helped a newcomer get into a transition program, right? And I was, you know, I was running around the house, man, like, yeah, you know, because I had never done anything like that, and it felt real good. You know, and then I, you know, when I took all the effort to make the phone call, to send out texts to a whole lot of people to see if they knew somebody, you know, we found somebody, and I talked to him, and we set it all up, right? Send it to the newcomer. He was like, "Well, he started asking me a whole lot of questions, right?" And I'm like, you know, stop running on your own thinking, right? What I really wanted him to do was just say, okay, I'm good, right? But being a newcomer, just like me, he was asking me all these, you know, what's going on with the program? That's not really what I really wanted, and I don't really want to do it like that. And I'm saying, okay, well, look here, I got the information for you. I suggest that you go about it this way and go from there, right? And then he texted me back and said, I made the appointment. I got the appointment on such and such day. And I was like, okay, good. And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, carry the message, you know, to the newcomer. And the selfless part is carrying the message and allowing people to be who they are and do how they need to do it that's best for them. And again, not the way I want them to do it. Because if I don't do that, I'm twisted, you know. And so that was real special for me this week. Another thing that happened, you know, I'm also, you know, we talk about service inside the rooms a lot of times, but we also, it also talks about in our literature, you know, being of service to society, you know, which is the next step for us, right? And I find myself doing that a lot, even when I don't want to. just yesterday, a buddy of mine has kind of sicked his daughter on me to be her second father, you know, and I don't always want that responsibility, right? But she was writing a letter yesterday to a director to try to, you know, talk to her about getting a job. And so she called and one of my assistants and writing a letter, right? So I took you know, some time to do that. And it was funny because I was trying to dummy down the letter to make it sound like it came from her, right? Because I knew if I put all these big words in there, it wasn't going to work out. But I'm talking about just taking the time to do something like that. And you're talking about a guy who didn't care about anybody, didn't care about none of that kind of. The only thing I cared about was who got it. Is it hidden? Is it black? Is it going to have me, you know, pray to God that please let me come down? Is it, will they take $8 instead of $10? You know, all those different. That's really all I cared about. And are they going to be back out there tomorrow? So for me to, you know, really want to help someone and do some of the things that I'm doing in here is a real blessing. And service, it all levels. It could be anything from picking up cups after the meeting, because if we don't work on our behavior, we're going to continue to lose meeting spots. You know, so it's following instructions, picking up cups, picking up cigarette butts, or don't smoke, picking up trash, stop hanging out after hours if they tell us to, making coffee, setting out the literature, hugging some folks that come in the door, telling them welcome, giving somebody a ride home. You know, all these different things is part of carrying the message, right? And sometimes we can get caught up and forget those things, don't have time to do those things, don't feel like doing those things, don't want to do those things. And it's important that we continue to do so, because somebody is always watching, even when we don't think they're watching, right? And so service is very important. It doesn't have to be on a high level where you be Mr. or Mrs. N.A. It can just be real quiet and just go on about your business and don't know why you even have to know that you're doing it, right? Or you can be the big dynamic speaker at the convention and everybody want to buy your tape and everybody want to come to your meetings. So both carry the message. It just really depends on who you are and what kind of person you are. You know, getting back to anonymity, and then I know we said we can open it up because we got a little bit more time, right? The other piece to anonymity that it was talking about was the big part is, and it mentioned it twice in this 12th tradition, was what's said in the meeting stays in the meeting, y'all. I mean, this I can't really stress how important this is. It's very important that we keep this inside here, y'all. This, because I don't know anywhere else I can go and tell folks I smoke PCP, I smoke crack, you know, I did all the different things that I did, and they understand who I am, what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, how I feel, you know, all of that. I don't know anywhere else I can go and be accepted, loved, and hugged, right? You know, we show up for weddings, funerals, hospital stays, all of that kind of stuff. And I need that in my life. I need y'all in my life. I need that to happen for me. And so this program is my life. And so life issues that I'm talking about and I'm sharing about in this program, very, very important. And if we get to the point where we can't share, I'm going to die. You know, so it's real important that we keep what we're talking about in here to ourselves and not run out and talk to it about other people and what's going on, right? Because it's just, this is our lifeline, and it's real, real, real important. So, you know, that's going to be enough out of me. That's my experience on anonymity and service. Again, I'm Derek, and I'd like to thank y'all for allowing me to share.